A very good afternoon from the sports team. England rounded off a disappointing Ashes tour of Australia with a 5-wicket defeat in Sydney earlier today. The host retained the urn once again with a 4-1 series victory. Captain Steve Smith and seamer Mitchell Starc will be 37 the next time the two countries meet in England next year. And Starc says that he'd love to have another crack at success in England.
We've had two really good chances in England to win. We've retained. I've been on plenty of England and India tours with Steve. So, yeah, if we both get to go on those tours in 27, it'd be lovely to tick them off. But we've got plenty of cricket before then.
Well, the fallout from the English side is going to be interesting to witness. There has been a report from the ECB saying that they are doing a thorough review on the series and what went wrong with England. Staying with cricket news, it was a disappointing night at Kingsmead last night for Durban Super Giants. They went down to the Pretoria Capitals by 15 runs to make it 3 losses from 6 matches. Joss Butler was the star of the show, but DSG couldn't back him up, and that meant that the Pretoria Capitals went away with the victory. After the match, though, coach Lance Klusner says that they still have a chance to make the playoffs, but things are getting tight.
Yeah, we're going to have to play well, but again, if we have any dreams of winning this competition, we're going to have to beat the best teams, you know, in the league. But as you said, there's still a little bit of wriggle room. Not much anymore, but we've got a little bit of wriggle room, and we're just going to have to find a way of getting on the right side of the result now.
There's one match tonight. Joburg Super Kings take on the Paarl Royals at the Wanderers. JSK can go back to the top of the log should they get a win there this evening. And then it's football to finish from the Premier League. Arsenal on prime position to extend their lead at the top of the table to 8 points this evening. They take on Liverpool in a repeat of one of the early games of the season, where the Reds won 1-0. Mikel Arteta's team can take advantage of Man City's draw with Brighton last night and extend that lead at the top of the Premier League. Go you Gooners. That one kicks off at 10 p.m. That's all for now, though. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.